MTT is a prolonged version of a process already used to treat infection by a bug called Clostridium difficile, which causes life-threatening diarrhoea. It involves transplanting carefully prepared doses of fecal bacteria from a healthy individual to a patient. The researchers gave the children first an oral antibiotic, a bowel cleanse, and an oral antacid to ensure that microbes administered by mouth would survive their passage through the stomach. They followed this up with either an oral or a rectal dose of gut bacteria, and then, for 7 to 8 weeks, a daily antacid-assisted oral dose. 10 weeks after treatment started, the children's Prevotella levels had multiplied 712-fold. In addition, those of another species, Bifidobacterium, had quadrupled. Bifidobacterium is what is known as a probiotic organism, something that acts as a keystone species in the alimentary ecosystem, keeping the mixture of gut bacteria healthy. Now, 2 years later, although levels of Prevotella have fallen back somewhat, they are still 84 times higher than they were before the experiment started. Levels of Bifidobacterium, meanwhile, have gone up still further, being 5 times higher than they had been at the beginning of the study. This, says Dr. Kreshmarnik Brown, suggests the children's guts have become healthy environments that can recruit beneficial microbes by themselves. Crucially, these changes in gut bacteria have translated into behavioural changes. Even 18 weeks after treatment started, the children had begun showing reduced symptoms of autism. After 2 years, only 3 of them still rated as severe, while 8 fell below the diagnostic cut-off point for ASD altogether. These 8 thus now count as neurotypical. Exactly how gut bacteria might contribute to autism is a puzzle, but light has been shed on the matter by the second study published this week in Cell by a team led by Sarkis Masmanian of the California Institute of Technology. Dr. Masmanian and a group of colleagues, that also included Dr. Kreshmarnik Brown, performed a type of MTT on mice. They collected bacteria from the feces of both neurotypical and autistic people, who ranged in their symptoms from mild to severe, and transplanted these into hundreds of mice. They then interbred the recipient mice and studied the offspring of these crosses, animals that had picked up the transplanted bacteria from their mothers at birth. Dr. Kreshmarnik Brown and Dr. Adams are now recruiting volunteers for a large-scale trial of MTT for adults with autism to see if they too can benefit. The paradigm, it seems, really is shifting.